我们已经来到第六章。
And we have reached chapter 6.
我们要看最后一段。
And looking at the last passage.
加拉太书第六章十一节。
Galatians 6:11.
加拉太书第六章十一节说，请看我亲手写给你们的字是何等的大，凡希徒外貌体面的人都勉强你们受割礼，无非是他们怕自己基督的十字架受逼迫，他们那些受割礼的连自己也不守律法，他们连愿意你们守割礼不过是要借着你们的肉体夸口，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们的主耶稣的十字架，因这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上，收割礼不收割礼都无关紧要，要紧的是做新造的人，凡照此理而行，愿平安怜悯加给他们和神的以色列民。从今以后，人不再搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。弟兄们，愿主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里。阿们。
Galatians 6:11. See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh who would force you to be circumcised.And only in order that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For even those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation.And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen.
这段圣经在讲夸口 boasting。
This passage is about boasting.
你看第十三节。
Look at verse 13.
他说他们受割礼，连自己也不守律法，他们愿意你们受割礼，不过是要借着你们肉体夸口。
For even those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh.
十四节，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣的十字架。
Verse 14, but far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是的，很多时候我们认为夸口是错的。
Yes, often we think that boasting is wrong.
但是我们要告诉你，这里有对的夸口跟错的夸口。
But yet we want to tell you that there is right boasting and there is wrong boasting.
啊，有些要看你夸的是什么。
You want to know what you're boasting about.
有些人为他的钱财，你看我有多有钱，我多有富，这个财富。
Some people boast of their own riches and wealth.
有些人哇夸口，我有多聪明，我有多能干。
Some people boast in their intelligence.
有些人就夸我有多么成就。
And some people boast in their success.
啊，这些都是错误的。
These are all wrong.
但是在圣经里面有一种夸口是可以被称赞的。
But in the Bible, there is boasting that is worthy of praise.
你看在诗篇三十四篇第二节，他说：“我的心必因耶和华夸耀，而且呢，谦卑的人听了就喜乐。”
Look at Psalm 34 verse 2. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad.
诗篇六十四篇第十节说，义人并因耶和华欢喜，并要投靠他，凡心里正直的都要夸口。
Psalm 64 verse 10, let the righteous one rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart exult.
那么耶利米书九章二十三节这么说，他说耶和华如此说，智慧人不要以智慧夸口，勇士不要以勇力夸口，财主不要因为财物夸口，夸的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平、和平，以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。
Jeremiah Jeremiah 9:23-24, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, declares the Lord.
所以你看到吗? 我们必须要以耶和华夸口。
So you realize we need to boast in the Lord.
圣经里面在新约也是这么讲, 在哥林多前书1章31节说, 如经上所做的夸口当指着主夸口。
And the same is written in 1 Corinthians 1:31, so that as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord.
哥林多后书10章17节也是这么讲, 当夸的当指着主夸口。
And again in 2 Corinthians 10:17, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord.
那么今天的经文6章14节也是这么讲, 我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们的主耶稣基督的十字架。
And in today's passage, Galatians 6:14, but far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你看到吗? 很多人说不可以夸口, 有一种夸口是可以的。
So you realize, even though many people say that you shall not boast at all, but there is a certain kind of boasting that is right.
很多时候我们夸是因为我们喜欢，我们欣赏，我们喜悦，心里面夸奖。
And very often we boast or we praise because of the joy and the desire in our heart.
有时候我们为我们的父母夸口。
Sometimes we boast of our parents.
有时候我们为孩子夸口。
We boast about our children.
有时候我们为我们的国家骄傲。
And we are proud of our country.
更重要的是我们要以神、以耶和华、以主耶稣骄傲。
More importantly, we ought to be proud of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
而且有时候我们可以为我们的基督徒夸口。
And sometimes we can actually be boasting on behalf of other Christians.
保罗也是这样，哥林多后书7章4节说，我大大的放胆向你们说话，我因你们多多夸口，满得安慰，我在一切患难中分外的快乐。
Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 7:4, I am acting with great boldness toward you, I have great pride in you.
你看到吗？很多时候呢，你如果夸口，一定是夸一些你。 你有价值的东西，你心里看得很重要的东西。
So you realize that when we boast, we would be boasting about things that we value in our heart.
所以你夸什么呢？我就知道你看重什么。
So what you boast about tells me what you value.
所以很重要的就是你的价值观。
And it is very important what your values are.
你不会夸一个你不看认为看为看了不重要的东西。
You will not boast on something that you put no value on.
所以你夸什么，你非常以那个为傲，你就是以那个为看的重要。
And if you boast in something, that's because you are proud of that thing and you highly value it.
作为基督徒，我们应该以什么看不起最重要呢？
As Christians, what do we ought to highly value?
我们应该看神看得很重。
We need to highly value God.
整本圣经从旧约到新约都有这一句话。
And the whole Bible from Old to New Testament is full of this verse.
就举个例子，马可福音12章30节说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
And we'll just raise an example here in Mark 12:30. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
所以你看，在这里我们看到呢，我们要爱一个东西，你要爱神，尽一切能力，超于一切，神是最重要的。
And so you want to love God to the extent that God is the most important and He surpasses all things.
为什么呢? 因为他是创造你的神。
Why? Because He is your creator.
因为他要你这样来爱他。
And He wants you to love Him that way.
所以我们的责任就是我们要爱神超于一切，我们要尊重神超于一切，我们要荣耀神超于一切。
So our responsibility is that we need to love God above all else, we need to glorify God above all else, and we need to look upon God as above all else.
所以在我们还没有仔细看这段经文的时候呢，我们让我们回复加拉太书所讲的教训。
And before we look at this passage in greater detail, let's revise the teachings from the book of Galatians.
是的，我们来到最后一段，加拉太书最后一段。
Yes, we are at the last passage of Galatians.
而且是 这个我们就要完成加拉太书了。
And we will be completing the book of Galatians.
我们又完成，我们又讲完了一本新约的一本书。
And once again, we have completed preaching through a New Testament book.
啊，我们不知道你怎么想，我又感觉到骄傲了。
I do not know how you think about this, but I am proud again.
不容易的要讲完一本书。
To complete preaching through a book is not easy.
啊，但是呢，我也知道有很多弟兄姐妹在想，你什么时候要讲旧约？
And I do know that a lot of brothers and sisters are wondering when will you start preaching from the Old Testament.
啊，我已经给你这个 hint 了哈。对，我们很快就要讲旧约了。
I've given you a hint.
啊，但是如果你有去我们的这个过去的我们教会所主办的营会呢，Jim 已经讲了一本旧约的限制书。
And if you've been to our church camp, family camp, you will know that Jim has already preached through one Old Testament book.
Bible conference. Jim 在 Bible conference 讲过这个。
And he did that in the Bible conference, I'm sorry.
那么我们也会开始讲一些旧约。
And we will begin preaching some parts of the Old Testament.
但是我们的难处是不知道我在这个一生人有没有办法讲完整本圣经。
But my struggle is I do not know if I can preach through the whole Bible in my lifetime.
但是呢，我们又要讲一些比较难的，但是我们又怕讲那些大块头的经文。
And we also want to preach on something more difficult, but yet we are afraid that it might be too overwhelming.
但是我们会尽力，请你为我们祷告。
We will do our best, and we ask that you pray for us.
那在这个时候呢，我要把这个加拉太书复习一遍。
And at this time, I want to revise the book of Galatians.
加拉太书只有六章。
There are only six chapters in Galatians.
如果你好好坐下来，十五分钟你就读完了。
If you sit down, probably you can read through it in one sitting, 15 minutes.
但是我要提醒我们的弟兄，我们已经立志了要把新约用三个月四个月最后一季把它读完一遍。
And I want to remind the brothers that we have made the covenant that we will complete reading through the New Testament in the rest of this last quarter.
这个就是我们弟兄6:58团契的一个立志。
And this is the 6:58 fellowship between the brothers.
这个是我们没有个血流血立志啊，不过有这个愿望。
It's not a covenant made in blood, but it is our wish.
所以今天是9月2号，已经那个 official competition 开始了，真正9月2号，我们真正的比赛开始了。
And this is 2nd September already, and the competition has officially started.
所以我已经看完马太福音了。
I have actually finished the book of Matthew.
如果你要的话呢，因为我们一讲完加拉太书呢，很快你就可以看完一本书，所以今天下午你回家之后把加拉太书一看就看完之后，你至少有一本书看完了。
And since we have already preached through Galatians, which is a short 6 chapters, if you go home today and you read through the whole book of Galatians, you have completed one book this afternoon.
所以让我来回忆一下这个加拉太书的主题。
And let me revise the main theme of the book of Galatians.
我认为加拉太书是在讲耶稣基督的福音。
The book of Galatians is about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那么基本上可以分成三段，第一到第二章是讲福音的来源，第二段呢是讲到福音的这个途径，第三段是讲福音的实现。
And chapters 1 and 2 talks about the origin of the gospel. Chapters 3 and 4 the way of the gospel.And chapters 5 and 6, the practice of the gospel.
基本上，第一、第二章是讲保罗是在讲他怎么知道这个是福音，他讲他的来源。那么第三、第四节是在讲因信称义，也福音的途径，怎么样得到这个福音，他称义。第四、五、六章是在讲 sanctification， 就是成圣的道路，圣灵怎么样因信称义，怎么样是不是我们就不用守律法，我们就可以自由犯罪呢？他是在讲成圣这个实现，所以我们讲的是福音的实现。
And in chapters 1 and 2, Paul writes about how he received the gospel, so that is the source of the origin of the gospel. And chapters 3 and 4, the way of the gospel, includes, it's focusing on how a man is justified not by works, but by faith. And finally, chapters 5 and 6 is about the practice of the gospel, where Paul writes about sanctification, how believers, as they live out the gospel in their lives, are actually going through the process of sanctification.
所以如果你有这个视角，你有一个角度，你有一个这个 angle 去看这段圣经，然后有这个分段呢，你一下子就看完了。If
you are able to approach this book with such a from such an angle, and knowing that it can be divided in such a way, very quickly you can read through this book.
你在读的时候就不会乱，而且很有这个方向感。
And you will not be lost as you read, and you will have a sense of direction.
让我们来进一步比较详细的分析。And
let's go into greater detail.
所以我们在开始的时候，我们就讲这个是耶稣基督的福音。我们提到这个福音的来源、福音的内容，还有福音的目的。And
right from the beginning, we talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the source, the message, and the purpose of the gospel.
最重要的，你看第一章第四节。
Most importantly, look at chapter 1, verse 4.
他说，基督照这个福音，就是基督照这父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。The
Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father.
所以福音是有关耶稣基督。
So the gospel is about Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是照父神的旨意，所以你看到是神开始，神主动，是照父神的旨意，要救我们脱离罪，说我们不能够继续在罪里，我们必须从罪中脱离出来，脱离目的是要我们脱离这个罪恶的时代。And
it is according to the will of God and the Father that Jesus came to die and give himself for our sins, and it is for the purpose of delivering us from the present evil age.
所以你看到吗？什么叫福音？
So what is the gospel?
啊，我们一定要搞清楚。
We need to be clear.
我们在一起就是因为这个福音。The
reason why we are together is because of this gospel.
所以福音很重要，我们一定要把福音的内容搞得很清楚。So
the gospel is crucial, and we need to understand clearly the contents of the gospel.
如果你讲福音不讲耶稣基督，你讲福音不讲罪，就讲福音不讲我们脱离罪，这个福音已经不是耶稣基督所传的福音。
If you share the gospel but do not mention Jesus Christ, and do not mention sin, and do not mention how he will deliver us from sin, then you are not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ at all.
福音非常的重要。
The gospel is very important.
因为今天有很多人传别样的福音，他们把福音更改了，而且他这样做呢，这个叫做咒诅的福音。
And that's because today many people claim to preach the gospel, but they preach a different kind of gospel, and because of that, they actually receive damnation when they desert the gospel.
所以保罗说，他很稀奇，他们这么快就离开福音，他要我们辨别，如果是这样的福音，我们不能够跟从。
And Paul says that he is astonished that the people were so quickly deserting the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he wants us to discern clearly, if there is not the gospel of Jesus Christ, we cannot follow.
你看第八节。Okay, verse 8。他说，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传的不同，他就应当受咒诅。我又再说，现在又再说一遍，若有人传福音给你们与我们所领受的不同，他就应当被受咒诅。
Verse 8, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you receive, let him be accursed.
所以今天有很多不同的福音。
Today there are many different kinds of gospel.
如果你相信错的福音，你可能就备受咒诅。
If you believe in a wrong gospel, you stand to be accursed.
所以我们必须要小心，这个福音非常重要，是怎么样天与地之别。
And this gospel is so important that it is a difference between heaven and hell.
所以我们知道这个福音跟我们的切身关系是永生，就牵涉在这个福音里面，所以我们要把福音抓得很清楚。
And our eternal future and fate will actually depend on the gospel, so we need to grasp the gospel clearly.
所以保罗在提摩太很严厉地责备他们，如果你传福音 传一个错的福音，你一定要受咒诅。如果你接受一个错的福音，你要受咒诅。
So in Galatians, Paul warns them very seriously that if they preach a different gospel or if they accept a different gospel, they will be accursed.
所以他要告诉你，这个福音很重要，这福音的来源是从哪里来的。
So this is important. The source of the gospel is crucial.
然后呢，他就讲说，这个福音真正的福音呢？是他从神那里得到的，是从耶稣这里得到的。
And then he tells the people that his gospel is of a direct revelation from Jesus Christ.
你看第十二节。
Look at verse 12.
因为我不是从人领受的，也不是从人教导的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
For I will tell you, no, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel, for I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以他就告诉了他从哪里得到福音，然后呢，他去怎么证实他的福音？他就从第二章那边讲到说，保罗他上去耶路撒冷，他带着巴拿巴，巴拿巴不是一个不是一个纯犹太人啊，但是他带着他上去也没有受割礼，然后到了上面呢，他就论说什么叫福音，结论呢，使徒保罗及耶路撒冷教会都同意保罗所传的是正确的福音。
And so he writes of how he actually brought Barnabas to Jerusalem, and even though Barnabas was not a pure Jew, he was not forced to be circumcised, and he presented the gospel to the apostles, and the apostle Peter and the church in Jerusalem also accepted Paul's gospel.
所以那个就结论说，保罗的福音是正确的，而且呢，耶路撒冷比使徒们都承认他的福音是正的。
And so this authenticates the gospel that Paul preached, and even the apostles in Jerusalem all agreed that the gospel preached by Paul is correct.
来到第二章下半段。
Then we come to the second half of chapter 2.
他看到彼得所做的跟福音不称，他就指责他。
He saw that Peter was not living according to the gospel, so he accused Peter.
所以他，你看他说，我们必须要活出福音。彼得就算是彼得做错，就算是彼得没有活出福音，他就要指证他，他就将他的问题指出来说，我们的原则必须要按福音而行。
And he insists that we ought to live out your gospel, even when Peter did what was contrary to the gospel, he also pointed it out.
然后我们来到第三章。
Then we come to chapter 3.
第三章的时候呢，他就告诉我们说，你要审查自己的信仰，你的信仰怎么信的？然后他提出来，旧约里面亚伯拉罕是怎么信的？他让他们回到圣经里面思想，圣经里面提到因信称义是怎么一回事情。
And he tells the readers to examine your faith and how they should be thinking about why and what they are believing in, and he brings out the Old Testament examples of Abraham, that even Abraham was justified by faith.
你看第三章第三节。
Look at chapter 3 verse 3.
他说，你们既然靠圣灵入门，难道你还靠肉体成全吗？你看第二节，我要问你一件事情，你们受圣灵是因为行律法呢，还是听信福音呢？
Verse 2, let me ask you only this, did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish, having begun with the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
所以他问他们，你怎么信主？你们信主是靠信，不是靠行为。那么他又再次回到圣经里面，你看旧约的圣经，以这个亚伯拉罕怎么信呢？就是旧约的根基，我们这样信。
And so he tells them to examine how they have once believed and why are they now depending on works of the law. Then he goes back to the Old Testament and uses Abraham as example to show that Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. So we too ought to believe in God by faith.
所以这个福音的来源是耶稣基督，福音的内容是因信称义。
So the source of the gospel is Jesus Christ, and the content of the gospel is justification by faith.
这样跟律法有什么关系呢？
But what does that have to do with the law?
所以这个就是三章十五到二十四节。
And this we find in chapter 3 verses 15 to 24.
他就告诉我们神的应许跟神的律法之间的关系。
And it tells us the relationship between the promise of God and the law of God.
你看第3章第17节,
Look at chapter 3, verse 17.
他说我这么说, 神是预先所立的约, 不能叫那430年以后的律法, 废到叫应许归于虚空。
Chapter 3, verse 17, this is what I mean. The law which came 430 years afterwards does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God, so as to make the promise void.
所以这边就讲到神的律法跟神的这个应许哪一个先哪一个后, 神的应许签在430年之后的律法不可以废掉, 之前的这个应许, 你看到这两个之间的关系, 除非你看清楚这两个, 你就不明白, 为什么有律法, 为什么有因信称义。
And Paul is contrasting the promise of God and the law of God, and he argues that the promise came first, and the law came later, 430 years later, and what came later cannot override what came first. So this shows us the relationship between the promise and the law of God.
所以这段圣经给我们很清楚看到神对救恩的拯救。
And this passage shows us clearly God's salvation plan.
所以整个计划是怎么进行的?
And how he carries out his plan.
来到第4章22到29节的时候呢, 我们就看到这个信心跟律法之间的关系。
And then in chapter 4, verses 22 to 29, we see the relationship between law and faith.
因为神在这边我们看到这个律法到信心的这个目的, 在22节他说,圣经把众人圈在罪里, 目的是要引我们到耶稣基督里, 这个就是设计, 然后结果呢是因信得着, 成为儿女, 神的儿女。
And so the purpose of the law is in verse 22, it is chapter 4, verse 22. That gives us the purpose of the law, that the scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. And then he shows us how God has designed this from verses 23 to 24, and finally giving us the result of the law to faith.
所以这边就看到神救恩的计划是怎么进行的。
And so we see how God carries out his salvation plan.
所以加拉太书非常宝贝, 让我们看到神整个救恩的计划跟他为什么首先给亚伯拉罕应许, 后来又给律法, 然后今天又要我们因信称义, 整个计划都在这边呈现出来。
And the whole salvation plan of God is being presented in the book of Galatians, making this a very precious book. It shows us how God first gave the promise to Abraham and then gave the law afterwards, and now he actually wants us to be justified by faith.
因为他的目的要指的后面呢,就是指着耶稣基督,而不只是众子孙,这个就是3章16节,他说,所应许的原是像亚伯拉罕和他的那一个子孙,不是指众子孙,而是指那一个就是指着耶稣基督。
And so the purpose is to point towards Christ. In verse 16, the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say and to offsprings, referring to many, but referring to one and to our offspring, who is Christ.
那么来到第4章,
and we are now at chapter 4.
我们的问题, 如果是这样的话, 我们到底是在律法底下, 还是不在律法底下? 我们的问题是, 我们是奴隶呢, 还是儿子?
And when we come to chapter 4, we answer the question whether Christians are under Moses' law again. And there's a contrast between the past where we are slaves and now we are sons.
所以过去呢, 我们在律法的咒诅底下, 但是今天呢, 我们是在耶稣基督的恩典底下。
In the past, we were under the curse of the law, but now we are under the grace of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗就劝他们,
So Paul tells them,
保罗劝他们什么呢? 他说, 你是, 保罗, 他说, 你知道我如何爱你们, 我怎么关心你们, 把福音传给你们, 你已经也怎么爱我, 连眼睛挖出来也给我, 他是告诉他们, 我们之间的关系是何等的亲密。
And Paul actually appeals to them about their relationship. between Paul and the church because they would have gouged out their eyes and gave it to Paul, and he is showing them the intimate relationship between him and the church.
所以这个保罗现在是动之以情啊，告诉用，他说你看我们的关系多好，这是我来是要告诉你是因信称义，不是要靠肉体，不是要靠这个割礼。
And Paul was appealing to their emotions that we are so close to each other, and the purpose of me coming is to tell you about the gospel which is not according to circumcision.
所以他必须要因信称义，他劝他们接受保罗的教导。
And he appeals to them to accept his teaching of justification through faith alone.
然后来到第四章的时候，保罗就告诉他说，世界上只有两种人生。
And in chapter 4, he now tells them that there are only two ways of life in this world.
两种宗教,
only two religions.
虽然世界上有很多宗教，但是所有的宗教基本上分成两种，两类。
Yes, there are many different religions in the world, but they can basically be classified into two categories.
如果你看仔细看第四章21节到31节，基本上这边有很多两个。
And if you look carefully at Galatians 4:21, all the way to the end, there's a lot of two and two and two.
两种人生，两种宗教。
Two ways of life, two different religions.
这边提到两个儿子，两个母亲。
There are two sons, there are two mothers.
两座山，两种两个约，两座山，还有两个耶路撒冷。
There are two mountains, there are two covenants, there are two Jerusalem.
一个是靠肉体，一个是靠神。
One is to depend on the flesh, the other one is to depend on God.
一个是靠人，一个是靠圣灵。
One depends on man, the other depends on God.
到底哪一个呢？
Which one then?
你要做一个决定。
You need to make a choice.
保罗就告诉他，我们是靠神，一切的恩典从神来，我们是因信称义，不是因着肉体，不是因着行为，不是因为我们。
And of course, Paul tells them that it is all to be dependent on God, and it is justification by faith, not according to the flesh, not by us.
所以第三、第四章是在讲因信称义的内容。
So chapters 3 and 4 is on the content of justification by faith.
所以保罗说要站立的人。
So Paul says you need to stand firm.
再来到第五章。
And we're now on chapter 5.
你看第一节，五章第一节。 基督释放了我们，我们得以自由，就要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Chapter 5 verse 1, For freedom Christ has set us free, stand firm therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery.
所以他要我们在信仰上面站立的稳，所以你知不知道你信什么，你知不知道什么叫福音，你的信仰内容到底是什么，你一定要搞清楚。
So Paul exhorts us to stand firm in the gospel. Do you know what is the content of the gospel? Do you know what exactly you are believing in? You need to stand firm in this thing.
我再一次说，保罗说，如果就算是天使，如果有人传福音跟我们所传的不同，他就必须受咒诅。这是一个很严厉，他是在骂你下地狱这件事情，所以非常严肃的话题。
This is a serious, very, very serious message from Paul that even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. He is actually saying that you will go to hell if you believe in the wrong gospel.
所以你知道你所信的是什么吗?
So do you know what you believe?
我们这么坚持我们的信仰，我们这么坚持要进永生。 你清楚不清楚？你明白不明白？
And we are holding fast to our faith, and we insist that this is the message. And do you understand it?
所以在这边第五章第一到十二节，就保罗就告诉他们这个危险在哪里，而且这个假教师的问题在哪里。
And so from chapter 5 verses 1 to 12, Paul warns them of the danger of a heretical message. And the danger of the heretical messenger.
让我们跳到最后，这个来到最后呢，他说，我们看，我们真正是有耶稣基督的自由。
And then, now Paul tells us that we have true Christian freedom.
所以我们来到第五章第十三节。
Chapter 5 verse 13.
他说，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，但是不要将你们的自由当作是放纵肉体的机会，总是要用爱心互相的服侍。
5:13, for you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
所以我们要彼此的相爱，我们要彼此的扶持，最终我们一起的目的就是我们要在这里要荣耀神，我们要越来越像主耶稣荣耀神。
So we should not abuse our freedom, but as we come together, we need to encourage one another, serve one another to glorify God more and to serve God more.
我们如果是因信称义，这样是不是我们可以继续犯罪呢？
If we are justified by faith, does it mean we can continue in sin?
当然在罗马书里面我们说不可以。
Of course, from the book of Romans, we already said no.
但是我们之间我们还发现我们肉体之中还有跟罪恶不断的征战。
But yet, we find that the battle between the flesh and the spirit continues.
所以在我们就看到五章十六节。
And that brings us to Galatians 5:16.
我们在过去花很多时间在研究基督徒为什么继续在罪里面。
And we spend a lot of time discovering why Christians are still in sin.
我们怎么样胜过？
How do we overcome?
所以在这边就看到第五章十六节，他说：“我说你们当顺着肉，圣灵而行，就不犯着肉体。”这个是 statement， 这个是一个 command， 这个是一个教导。
Verse 16, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. This is written in the imperative, and that gives us a command.
所以他这边就给我们看到这个要依靠圣灵的教导，然后他告诉我们圣灵与情欲之间的对抗，而且他们的相比，他的对比。
And as he shows us the battle between the flesh and the spirit, he continues telling us about the conflict and the contrast between the flesh and the spirit.
为什么他给我们看他的不同跟他的对比呢？
Why show us the differences and the contrast?
目的是要让我们分辨。
It's for us to discern.
来到最后的，他说：“如果你真的是基督徒，你就不要顺着肉体，你必然得胜。”
And coming to the final part, he says, "If you are a true Christian, then do not remain in sin. You must be victorious."
所以因信称义不是让我们可以继续犯罪。
So justification by faith does not give us an excuse to sin.
因信称义之后呢，有圣灵临到我们当中呢，他来带领我们。如果顺着圣灵，顺着圣灵的话行呢，我们就必然得胜。
After we are justified by faith, if we depend on the Holy Spirit and live according to His word, then we will be victorious.
所以我们很感恩，神不但拯救我们，而且赐给我们圣灵。
And therefore we are thankful God did not just save us, He also gave us the Holy Spirit.
他不但给我们圣灵，而且他把我们放在教会里面。
Not only does He give us the Holy Spirit, but He puts us in the church.
所以我们来到第六章的时候呢，第五章结束到第六章这段圣经呢，看到教会里面，我们知道灵与欲不断的挣扎的时候，主给我们教会，要我们彼此守望，彼此的劝勉，彼此的鼓励。
And when we come to the end of chapter 5 to the beginning of chapter 6, we see that we have accountabilities. When God puts us into the church, there are corporate responsibilities and there are personal responsibilities.
所以在这边他说我们要彼此彼此，同时呢我们也不要忘记我们自己有责任。神拯救我们之后呢，他是有主权拯救我们，但是我们自己也有责任要立志做一个成圣的生活。
AndHe talks about one another at the beginning, and after that, let each one and each one. So not only do we have corporate responsibility, we also have personal responsibility.
所以我们在这段圣经里面看到很多彼此互相，那这是来到最后的时候，他在六章四节，个人应当检查自己的行为，因为这样所夸的就在自己，不在别人，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
So after all the one another.In verse 4 of chapter 6, he says, Let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor, for each one will have to bear his own load.
所以我们必须要在教会里面彼此的劝勉，彼此的相爱，彼此的勉励。但是每一个人必须，是的，我们有团体的责任，但是我们也有个人的责任，必须要立志，必须要追求。
So, when we come together in church,We need to encourage one another, but that's not the only responsibility because privately, personally, we ought to be resolved to pursue after God.
那么在结束之前呢，保罗特别讲到 撒种跟收割的这个比喻。
And just before he ends, he writes about the sowing and reaping.
他就讲到这个收撒种跟收割的原则，他的解释和他的应用。
And he writes on the principle, the explanation, and the application of sowing and reaping.
特别是你看到第六章第六节。
Especially chapter 6 verse 6.
他说在道理受教的当把一切需用的供给给施教的人。
One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches.
我们跟大家思想，这里是讲到经济或者讲到金钱上面的支持神的事工。
And we said that this is about supporting God's work from financially and economically.
特别在第六章第十节。
Especially verse 10.
他说，所以有了机会，当向众人行善，向信徒一家更当如此，向自己人更是如此。
So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
很快的我们就把加拉太书讲完了。
And we have gone through the whole book of Galatians.
所以来到最后一段就是今天我们讲的。
And this is the last part today.
所以最后一段呢，很快，你不用担心。
And we will go through this really quickly, don't worry.
所以最后一段基本上只有两个大题。
And the last passage here, there are only two points in the outline.
我们跟大家讲开始的时候讲这段圣经在讲什么呢？保罗在介述的时候，你看我的字何等的大，因为他有这个眼睛有一些问题。
And as he ends the letter, he writes, "See what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand." That's because Paul has an ailment in his eye.
在介述的时候，他还是没有放弃。最后他说，你看这些要我们守律法的，要我们守割礼的人。这些人他们是靠肉体行事，我们却是要靠耶稣夸口。
He is still not giving up that message. Look at all those people who insist on the circumcision. They want a reason to boast in the flesh, but no, we boast in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我跟大家讲说，这段圣经是讲 boasting， 是讲夸口。
That's why I told you all that this message about boasting.
他说：“你看第十一节，你看我亲手写写的字何等的大。”凡希图这个字啊，这个希图我们从中文字，哎呀，不懂什么意思。这个意思你看英文就知道了 ，desire 希望企图的意思。他说，你如果希望企图外貌体面，什么意思？爱面子、好练的意思。
And so he is saying over here that those who are boasting, that's actually talking about the external. They want to look good on the outside.
Make a good showing in the flesh. 意思说，我们好练呢、啊，我们要好看呢、啊，我们要体面。他说，那些企图外貌体面的人呢，勉强你们受割礼。这边是讲说，这些人呢，靠肉体，这个靠肉体夸口是什么呢？他要好看，他要体面，他要 look good。他说这些人要你受割礼，这些人是谁呢？他连自己都不受这个，不愿意受不愿意受苦。他说这些人是怕受逼迫，那么这些人呢是连自己也不守律法。
And so verse 12, these people who want to force you to be circumcised, they only want to look good on the outside to make a good showing in the flesh.And the reason for doing that is because they do not want to suffer. They do not want to be persecuted for the cross of Christ. And on top of that, they who insist that you must be circumcised themselves do not keep the law.
你看第十三节。
Okay, verse 13.
他说他们受割礼，连自己也不守律法。他们愿意你们受割礼，不过是要借着你们的肉体夸口。你看到吗？夸口，借着肉体夸口，他们靠肉体夸口。
For even those, verse 13, who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. So these are people who want to boast in the flesh.
所以你看到吗？我们再回忆一下，保罗来到加拉太书的时候，加拉太的时候把福音传给他们是因信称义。现在有一批人，他们说不可以，一定要靠肉体，不需要靠律法，不需要靠割礼。
And let's recap again.When Paul came to Galatia, he preached the gospel to them, the gospel of justification by faith. But after he left, another group of people came in and said that you need to be saved by keeping the law. You need to be saved. You can only be saved by being circumcised.
所以他说这些人靠肉体夸口是什么？他要外面好看，自己又怕吃苦，然后自己又不动手，好像今天的年轻人是不是这样？
And so he is saying to them that these people, they only want to look good on the outside. They do not want to dirty their hands, neither do they want to suffer. This is just like the youngsters today.
啊，这年轻人呢，我要穿得好看，但是又怕吃苦，然后又不要去做，这个就是这个靠肉体好练的意思。
And the youngsters today, they want to look good on the outside, but they do not want to suffer, neither do they want to work with their hands. This is just making a good showing in the flesh.
所以这些人是以肉体夸口，但是我保罗不是以这个肉体夸口，我们要以耶稣基督夸口。
So these people, they boast in the flesh, but I, Paul, I do not boast in the flesh, I boast in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看第十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
但我断乎不以别的夸口，只夸我的主耶稣的十字架，因为就十字架，就我而论，就定因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
Verse 14, but far be it from me to boast except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
所以这边在讲什么呢
？What's he saying here?
他说，我什么都不夸，我夸耶稣十字架。
I boast in nothing but the cross of Christ.
他专注。Focus on the cross. 他专注在耶稣基督的十字架上。
Paul was focused on the cross of Jesus Christ.
他说第十五节，他说割礼不割礼都不重要，最重要是做一个新造的人。他专注在耶稣身上，他专注做一个新造的人。
Verse 15, for neither circumcision counts for anything nor uncircumcision, but the new creation. He is focused on the cross of Jesus Christ.
所以他说什么呢？如果你按照此理，如果你按照这个道理 ，if you follow this rule， 这个 canon， 这个方法，愿神的平安怜悯加在你他们身上和以色列民身上。
And as for all who walk by this rule or all who walk by this canon, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God。
所以他你看到吗？保罗在加拉太书上，他是坚持。福音是从耶稣基督来的，它的内容是因信称义。我们的行为，我们的应用呢，我们的实现呢，必须不要犯罪。如果你这样做，愿恩惠平安赐给你。
And so we see at the beginning, Paul talks about the source of the gospel coming from Jesus Christ, and how we ought to receive it by faith. And if we do this and live according to that and not according to the law.Then may the peace or mercy of God be upon you.
所以十七节就是结束了。
And in 17 he ends.
他说我把福音讲得很清楚了。从今以后，人不要再搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣基督的印记。
I have given you the gospel clearly. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus.
他愿意为主受苦。他说就是这样，我就是因信称义，就是福音，就是那个印记。
He is willing to suffer for Christ, and yes, and now he is showing them that this is the gospel that is of Jesus Christ.
所以在十八节他就结束了，弟兄们，愿主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在，阿门。
And he ends in verse 18, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers, amen.
所以我们的总结是这样。
And this is our conclusion.
你以什么夸口
？What are you boasting in?
你以你。要夸自己的能力，夸自己的才干，夸自己的成就，还是你要夸耶稣基督的恩典？
Are you boasting in your own strength? Are you boasting in your own talents and your own success? Or are you boasting in the grace of Jesus Christ?
什么东西你看得最重？
What do you value most?
我们做事为人要以耶稣为中心，因为主耶稣他牺牲舍命拯救我们，我们的中心应该是以耶稣基督，我们要以耶稣夸口。
Whatever that we do, we need to center around Jesus Christ because He gave His life for our sins. He died for us to save us from the evil age, and we need to be boasting in Him.
是的，很多时候我们又忘记了，我们以自我中心，我们又离开神。但是让我们回到中心来，回到耶稣的面前。他拯救我们，我们要以他为中心，我们要以耶稣基督夸口。
Yes, very often we sidetrack and we start to be boastful about ourselves, but let us return to boasting about Jesus and His gospel.
让我们在教会里面彼此劝勉，彼此勉励，让我们同心合意，兴旺主的福音，让我们同心合意，以耶稣夸口。
Let us encourage one another in church, and we come together and to spur one another to boast in the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们同心来做一个结束的祷告。
Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you, indeed, Lord. Help us to fully come to terms and acknowledge that there is nothing good in us. And our strength, our talents, and most importantly, our breath, our life is given by you. And without you, none of this is possible. But even more importantly, Lord, you gave us your Son to die for us on the cross. And if we have come to know him, we pray, Lord, that you will help us to humble ourselves before him and to boast in Christ, not boast in our own strength. And we pray for those in our midst who may not know Jesus as their Lord, that may you have mercy upon them, open their eyes, that they might see the truth in Jesus.